With the engine purring and the heater working hard, Dave Rayfield, the chairman of the board of directors, explained how the quickly changing landscape spurred him on to join conservancy efforts. Brian Dixon, the acting director, said his motivation came from the same place.
I think like Dave, I've seen the world change, and I see us losing some of the values in the world that make us human and give us joy and allow us to discover. So I became an environmentalist.
He said he learned that sometimes less is more when it comes to protecting the environment.
I like to preserve us options, and I'm willing to eat less, I'm willing to drive less, I'm willing to have less, you know, in order to have options.
One of those options, he says, is the Lady Tresses Orchid, a small white flower on the threatened species list that was recently discovered in Mendon. And while it doesn't have any obvious significance, Dixon said the plant is still worth saving.
The first rule of intelligent tinkering is not to throw away the pieces. And if you dare risk a species, losing a species, you've lost a piece that you can never get back.
He said the orchid is dependent on wet meadows, an environment that is dwindling now that farmers are converting from flood irrigation to sprinklers. But the orchid isn't the only species hurting from the change.
When we can preserve habitat for this Ute Lady's Tress, we're preserving wet meadow habitat not just for this orchid, but for white-faced ibis, you know, for other kinds of plants, for small amphibians, you know, toads. And that's all real important, because that web of life is really a web, and you don't really know what those connections are like.
After about 20 minutes of driving, we arrive on the northern end of Mendon, at a 30-acre field still covered in snow.
Over there. You might hear him in a second. It's he has a sound sort of like kadee, kadee, kadee. It's a bird. It's a killdeer.
The killdeer is just the first of many to come. In the spring and summer, Rayfield said this wet field is covered with life.
You see frogs jumping all over the place. You see all types of things running around. It's kind of interesting to see it actually on the land and from the road. It's quite diverse.
He said it's toward the end of summer when the orchids start flowering. But unlike the frogs, these little blooms are difficult to find.
Guy that was out here surveying said, here's one. I'm standing right on top of it. I didn't even know it. And that's how we found them. So we had to get our kind of on our hands and knees. But we found them.
They're hard to find.
They looked real similar to grass, and they're only about 4 or 5 inches. Until you see that white flower, it's hard to determine what it is.
Weeds, snow, and an old corral are all you can see of the land right now. That's quite different from what locals were preparing themselves for. Originally, the 30 acres was slated for real estate development and wouldn't have stayed in its natural state for long. Dixon said land preservation like this doesn't have to revolve around threatened or endangered species. In fact, if a landowner wants to involve himself in preservation, Dixon said he has options.
That landowner can dedicate a conservation easement to us as a land trust, and we set up an endowment that spins off some income so that it's possible to monitor and defend that easement for 5 years, 10 years, 100 years, 500 years, forever.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brianna Bodley.